What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It is a Knicks town. Last night was a Knicks night. Fans flooding the streets outside of Madison Square Garden as they take a 3-1 lead over the Boston Celtics, one win away from going to an Eastern Conference Finals. And what makes this feel different than years past is the fact that going into this series, the Knicks were heavy underdogs to the Celtics. You didn't even think past them because of how hard this series was going to be for them. They were a plus 880 underdog at one point, meaning the Celtics were minus 1,000. You'd have to put up $1,000 to win $100 on the Celtics. That's how much of a favorite they were. And now with Jason Tatum hurt, obviously their best player, one win away, you're thinking Eastern Conference Finals. There's also a team that you couldn't beat in the regular season in the Cleveland Cavaliers that are down 3-1. You're also thinking, man, like, you know, in the West, like, there's good teams, but it's not like there's some dynasty. This is, you're not going up against like the dynasty Golden State Warriors. So when you think about the history, especially, you know, you were fortunate enough, and I'm jealous of it, to have seen the Knicks win championships. But if you think about their history, even when they had good teams, they had good teams with Carmelo, Amari Stoudemire, but we knew they were never beating the Miami Heat, right? We knew that. Last year, they had a good team. We knew that they probably weren't going to go to the NBA Finals. I'll even go back and say, you know, that 1999 season where they made it to the Finals, and they end up beating the Pacers, the LJ thing, everything else. But we knew that we were going up against the dynasty and Tim Duncan and the Spurs. And we were like, man, if they could win a couple games, that would be great, right? So you really, you go to the 90s. You're like, oh, well, you got Jordan in your way. So it was really 1994 was the last time you're like, hell, this team really has a chance to win a championship. It feels like we're trending in that direction right now, and that's why it's so unbelievably exciting. There's been so many roadblocks over the years when the Knicks have had good teams, and there's been so many years they've been terrible, the worst team in the league.
Well, I mean, the expectations have totally shifted. They have totally shifted due in large part to injuries and illness with Porzingis, and all of a sudden now the Knicks are standing on the doorstep of an Eastern Conference final. So I know that they're not going to take anything for granted, and you listened to Jalen Brunson last night, and I love how he is. He's the same way after they lose a game and when they win a game. And, you know, he had to play a game that he did not play in Game 3, and he had to play that game last night, and he did. And he had his Walt Frazier, Willis Reed game moment last night with the production, the rebounds, the assists, the free throws, the whole thing. I mean, he was everything that he was advertised to be, and this is why the Knicks fan is basically finally jacked up, because we do have a controlling point guard that when he is at the top of his game, he's almost impossible to stop. I mean, look, he's going down the lane against, you know, 7'2", Kristaps Porzingis. How tall is Horford? Like 7'1"?
No, he's not that tall. I'd say 6'10".
Yeah, yeah. Long arms. I mean, like, he's going down in the paint and getting, and I don't know how he gets the ball off sometimes. But when he's on like he is, like he was on last night, and they were going back and forth, he and Tatum, I mean, that was some of the best basketball we've seen all year. I mean, legitimately, offensive basketball, that it wasn't ugly. There was a flow to the game. There was no hack a Mitch last night. Mm-hmm. I mean, it was just, it was like a really satisfying kind of second half, especially with the way that Mikal Bridges just kept finding his mid-range jump shot. And how he has fallen away and not even hitting the rim?
Yeah. I mean, there are certain times when you're a fan that it may dawn on you in the middle of a game, maybe for the Giants in 2007. It may dawn on you in the middle of a regular season. It may happen during the postseason. I could think of, you know, specific moments in my fandom where I say, this, they actually could do it. And I never thought that this year. At any point in the regular season, at any point in the postseason until last night, and everything changed. Everything changed last night, and now I have that same feeling. It happened last year. I'm getting goosebumps now. It happened last year when the Mets beat the Phillies.
Oh, boy, I'll tell you
what. No, it's fine. Listen, stop. I don't want to hear any of that stuff. You're not dragging me down with any of your weird superstition bullcrap today. I have been so negative for so long, and the second I start feeling good about my team, then I hear, oh, boy, you can't do that either. What am I supposed to do? Sit here and be like the teacher and Charlie Brown and go, wah, 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 4 hours. I feel good. No one's slowing me down and saying it.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
It happened to me last year with the Mets when they beat the Phillies. And I said, this is a team that could actually do it. They got beat by the Dodgers. Okay, fine. But I had that feeling. And last night I got that feeling with the Knicks, that they could actually do it. I'm not saying they will, but I never in my wildest dreams, I think I'd be sitting here on May 13th, up 3-1 on the Boston Celtics with an injured Jason Tatum going, I think that they could go to the NBA Finals.
You can think that. That's fine. I mean, you are a little bit sensitive, but yeah.
I'm so tired of everybody having an issue with everything. If I'm too negative, if I'm saying I call something out, I don't think they're good enough. Oh, you're too negative. I think they're good enough. Oh, you can't say that. You're too positive. What are you supposed to do? And you're the biggest culprit. You don't let me. I can't get to say anything. You're too negative. This day's not a day to be negative. You're too positive. You're touching the money, now they're going to lose.
No. You should be positive. We all should be positive.
It's impossible!
You can feel the Knick fan coming through the phone calls this morning. You feel
Why
the positivity.
Why are you allowed to say that I feel like they can win a championship without you rolling your eyes and grunting?
No, you're not.
You're grunting and rolling your eyes over there.
You're not guaranteeing they're winning
Nothing.
A championship. All you're saying is that they can win a championship.
The first time I felt that all year. I'm not going to come in here and be scared of that.
You should be scared of that. You should let it go, man. Be yourself. Be authentic.
I'm trying to think. Like, there was what, like, in the 1998 Viking season, I thought that they could do it. Actually, in the middle of that game in 2009, the Bounty Gate game, I thought they could do it. Those really been the only other times.
And what happened?
Well, you know, the teams end up. I've never seen one of my teams win a championship.
Right, that's what
so
I'm saying.
Oh, they've
that's
all
saying.
Lost every single time.
Yeah, I know. So let's hope that that trend ends.
Yeah, that would be nice. That would be nice. And it's in no way am I sitting here saying they're going to. It's just that it's so rare to have to actually believe that your team has a shot to win a championship. Like, it's just so in my lifetime.
Now,
it's
let me ask you
so
this question.
Rare.
How do you think the Pacer fan feels?
I'm sure exactly the same way.
Right, exactly.
They should.
And they should feel that way.
They should.
Because their team is gritty and their team, you know,
beat the Knicks
up.
Last year. They're not making any excuses about it. Hey, you guys got injured? Don't care. We stayed healthy. We beat you last year.
Be interesting because now you got Donovan Mitchell most likely not playing. You got Tatum not playing. You got all these different teams going through what the Knicks went through last year. And, you know, what those fan bases are feeling like. They feel like it's probably over. But I know one thing, like, you know, this is a thing where the Knicks have got to really counterattack and just take it to them and get this thing over with on Wednesday night.
Yeah, I mean,
don't let it drag on.
And I don't, and the reason why I'm confident in it is because of Jalen Brunson. He said it. He's got the right mentality. He needs to make sure that this, you know, get off the court. We're not celebrating everything. That's the perfect mentality for him. And that's why I trust the team to be able to finish this thing off. And that's got to be an emotional blow, too. I mean, not just from like an X's and O's and what happens on the court. Like, you talked about Tim Crumry. I mean, losing a guy in the playoffs or in a Super Bowl like that who has meant so much to your team. I mean, you could tell. I mean, the game, the Knicks had pulled ahead, but I mean, you could tell that the Celtics were not the same those last 2 minutes, 3 minutes when Tatum wasn't
exactly.
there.
Exactly. It's I mean, tough. That's their leader. It's like what the Warriors are dealing without Steph Curry.
Yeah.
You know, it's their leader. I mean, he's the guy that, you know, he's the go-to guy. And you can understand why. And he was all over the court last night. He was having a historic game for the Celtics last night.
It was incredible to watch even from an opponent standpoint. He was that good last night. And
we had an answer. And his name is Jalen Brunson. I would also say Mikal Bridges, too.
I mean, listen, everybody contributed last night.
Yep.
Everybody did.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.